أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. As mentioned yesterday, the connection of this ayat with the previous ayats is very striking and very enriching spiritually, academically. Amongst those, there is also this connection that in the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala spoke about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And in this ayat now is Risalat, that is to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And a person's iman can never be complete with only La ilaha illallah until Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not there. A person can never be obedient to Allah Ta'ala without following the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, the Quran is more in need of the hadith than what the hadith is in need of the Quran. Meaning thereby that a person can never understand Quran Sharif without hadith. But hadith he can understand without Quran Sharif. Hadith is self-explanatory. So the Quran needs the hadith to explain it. A person who only studies Quran, doesn't study hadith, will never get the understanding of the Quran. He is absolutely indebted and requires to study hadith. So here now Allah Ta'ala is speaking of the importance of following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also in this there are some people who only speak a lot of the obedience of Allah, that we are obedient, we are committed to the obedience of Allah, and they hardly speak about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That Islam of a person is very suspect. A person without sunnah, without Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he claims tawheed, that iman and Islam of his is very suspect. It must be with the sunnah and the teachings and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also the connection here of with the previous ayat, in the previous ayat Allah Ta'ala warns seriously about the punishment of keeping company with the non-believers, etc. So that was the hadith warning. Now is tafsir, that by following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will not only gain salvation, you will gain the love of Allah. You will become the wali of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will love you. So there is great connection between this ayat and the previous ayats also. In this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ تُكِهْ. Agar tum muhabbat rakhte ho Allah ki. If you people say that you have love for Allah, or you claim the love of Allah Ta'ala, or you want the love of Allah Ta'ala. The Jews and Christians used to say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهُ وَأَحِبَّهُ. We are the children of Allah and His beloved. But they did not substantiate that. How are they the children of Allah and the beloved? Allah says, if you want to become the beloved of Allah, then follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the Jews and Christians, and we also should take a lesson. Just to say we are Muslims, no matter how pious we think we are, is not enough. Until we don't follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the criteria Allah has made. And a person who doesn't pass that test can never claim that he loves Allah, and he will never get the love of Allah Ta'ala. The first and foremost duty is to have love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So for that Allah Ta'ala says, if you claim that love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي مِيْرِ رَاحْ جَلُوْ. Then follow my path, follow me. That is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If you want the love of Allah, if you claim the love of Allah, the criteria is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And today we will find many people who may be making lot of ibadat also, lot of knowledge also, but the criteria for themselves and for us to judge ourselves and who we should follow is see who has got sunnah in their life. Who is following the sunnah? That is the criteria. And just following the commands of Allah cannot lead one to the straight path. It is following the sunnah, and that is right from Surah Fatiha, where Allah says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show us the straight path. And then immediately Allah defines the straight path, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, whom you have shown your favors upon. And who are those people? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. They are those people who will show you the straight path. And be careful, the wrong path is غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. The Jews and the Christians and all whoever has gone astray, whether it's Hindus, whether it's Buddhists, whoever it is, we don't follow that path. We follow the path of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam. And when you will do that, يُحْبِكُمُ اللَّهُ, تَعَكِ مُحَبَّتْ كَرِي تُمْسِي Allah. Allah will love you. If you will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that is when Allah will love you. And you can only follow the commands of Allah also when you follow in the pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And if you take out some other way of following the commands of Allah, you say, I make namaz. But you make namaz in your own different way, that will be totally rejected by Allah Ta'ala. You say Allah's command is to keep roza. I will keep roza, but I'll keep at night roza. Or I'll keep in another month besides Ramadan my faraz roza. That will be totally rejected by Allah Ta'ala. It must be in the pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah Ta'ala will love you. And Allah is so merciful and kind, whom He loves. And Allah won't only love you, but وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ or بَخْشِي guna tumhare. And Allah will forgive all your gunas also. That is the mercy and kindness of Allah, that not only love, but He will even forgive your gunas. And in here also we are taught, it isn't sufficient just to love Allah. There are many Sufis who claim, many people, we love Allah, but they haven't got obedience of Allah. There is no ibadat in their lives. They hardly, for example, some people in the great love of Allah will go for qawwali the whole night. And the time when azan goes for fajr, then they go in sleep. So that love, what they say, we got great love for Allah. They tear their clothes in that. They jump and shout and scream. They get hal in that. They are so overtaken according to their false pretenses in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when the time of the faraz of Allah comes, fajr, then they go and sleep away. And so that is no proof of the love of Allah. A person must follow. And a person who makes a lot of ibadah, but no sunnat on his face, there isn't a sunnat beard, his trousers are below his ankles, etc. And he claims a lot of love of Allah Ta'ala, that is all false, rejected by Allah. It must be according to the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it isn't enough just to make a lot of claims that I follow a commands of Allah, I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I love the awliya, but that amal must be in your life also. That is when you will prove yourself, and that is when you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. We will try, but even the true and genuine people are not able to fulfill the commands perfectly and as required. So Allah has given the glad tidings and the tasalli, the comfort, that you try your best. Wherever you're going to slip up, I will forgive you. And not only forgive, I will shower you with my mercies also. So we must be on the right path, following the commands of Allah in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, we endeavor and try our best, but we also realize, I cannot make it, nobody can make Allah's ibadat as Allah is. So we ask for forgiveness. And in not only our asking forgiveness, Allah is in advance said that I will forgive you. And not only forgive you, I will shower my mercies also on you. So we must have the correct path, the correct attitude. And we are only in goodness in that way. And we must not let shaitan overtake us. And we go on the wrong path. And we become, as Allah says at the end of the next ayat, that if you don't follow Allah and His Rasul, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. If you don't follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah says, you will fall into kufr. You will go completely astray. And here ulama have written that Allah did not say, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّهُمْ, that Allah won't like them, but Allah made it clear, those who disobey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who choose some other path, that they will fall into kufr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, whoever will go against the Rasul or cut him out and not follow his way and still claim that I'm following Allah, Allah says clearly those people have gone out of the fold of Islam. So very, very important that we bring the sunnahs in our lives. And the very easy way for that is to read Durood Sharif. If we will read Durood Sharif regularly, by the barakat of Durood, sunnahs will come in our life. When sunnahs will be in our life, Allah will love us. When Allah loves us, our work in every sphere and every aspect is already achieved. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.